Let's go to Benjamin Perriman then. Mm-hmm. Came from Alabama to Indian Territory in 1828.
Right.
He had 6 sons and 2 daughters.
Right.
What do we know about Benjamin, and who was he married to?
He had several different wives, and he was an extremely important leader of the nation. He helped negotiate the terms of the boundary in the Treaty of 1833, and his signature is on that federal treaty. His son, Lewis, had the most impact on the Tulsa area because Lewis established a trading post at Tulsa at the location which is now known as Zinc Park.
When you said wives, that's interesting because that wasn't in succession. That was at the same time.
That was not uncommon with Creeks. You can't say it was standard practice or anything like that, but especially because of the wars they'd been through where so many men had lost their lives, it was not uncommon for a Creek man to have more than one wife. And almost every situation where that was true, those two women were sisters.
Okay, interesting.
Well, Lewis had 4 wives.
But right. Not all at the same time.
Okay, because one was the daughter of another.
2 of them were daughters of a previous wife.
Let me just introduce him then. Yeah. So that's Benjamin Perriman, and then Benjamin had his son Lewis, had 16 children?
Yes.
And
4 different wives.
And 4 different wives.
Right.
And then we have 3 of his sons, George, Legas, and Josiah.
Exactly. And they all lived here in the Tulsa area. And Joe Creek is actually named for Josiah because that was the trail you would have to take if you were going to Josiah's house.
I've often wondered about that.
This is named after Lewis.
It's my understanding that the street Lewis was named after Lewis. That's mm-hmm. correct.
And so this then, the Perrimans, is the beginning of Tulsa. Mm-hmm.
The Perrimans actually settled over on the Verdigris River, but there was an epidemic. Rivers back in those days were the major routes of transportation and commerce. So when diseases spread through the country, they spread by the riverways. The Perrimans and some other of the Big Spring people picked up and moved into the Tulsa area, Lewis especially, because he already had a trading post over here. From those years onward, they began to intermarry with the Lochipoga people.
And about 1882, or maybe before, there were brothers known as the Hall brothers?
Yes, the Halls were important traders who moved into the Tulsa area. They were part of the increasing immigration as a result of the railroad being built from Joplin down into central Oklahoma.
And is it true that they chose the point where the Frisco Railroad should stop?
There was a time when the Frisco Railroad stopped at the Cherokee Creek boundary because there was a dispute with the Creeks over exactly where it would be located. There was another time that it stopped at the river because they had to wait for the bridge over the river to be completed.
Then in 1846, Lewis Perriman built the Log Cabin Trading Post.
Right.
Which is now 33rd and South Rockford Avenue.
Yes, sir.
Lewis built that trading post there, and that's kind of establishing his business foothold in the area.
And that would have been the first business in Tulsa.
The Perriman Trading Post.
Exactly.
That was the foothold in the area until the Civil War.
Exactly.
Was that on the river?
No, it was over at Zinc Park.
Oh.
Just up Crow Creek from the river.
And then the war forced many of the residents to leave the area.
Absolutely. The area was lawless. It was unprotected. There were bands of militia out of Arkansas and Texas that patrolled through here. This was the breadbasket of America before the Civil War. They exported corn and they exported beef into the rest of the country. Because the loyal Creeks were unable to secure their property as they left, there were a lot of stray cattle running around, and the Confederates came up here, herded them up, took them home to feed the Southern cause.